Good morning. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Monday, November 3rd, 2014. New York City's mayor and his police commissioner blasted media accounts portraying a break in their relationship. This follows a top police official's resignation. Chief Philip Banks was the department's highest-ranking black official. He was said to have been named first deputy commissioner. But reportedly, it's a largely ceremonial position Banks wasn't interested in. At a hastily called news conference on Sunday afternoon at Gracie Mansion, Mayor de Blasio and the police commissioner Bill Bratton called the reporting about Banks' resignation fabricated and outright lies. De Blasio and Bratton said they called a news conference to set the record straight. This was after a New York Post report based on anonymous sources said de Blasio and his wife were furious at Bratton following the resignation of Chief Phil Banks.
Where the hell did that come from?
Said NYPD Chief Bratton. He was visibly upset by some of the reporting of private conversations.
Made up after made up after made up from source after source after source who, whatever happened to the corroboration of sources.
On Sunday evening, Banks released a statement saying he was grateful to the NYPD and proud of the work he did, but he said he felt the new position would have taken him away from the police work he loved so much. Bratton told news members to move on from the Chief Banks story. He even suggested stories to cover. He said Banks's replacement will be announced on Wednesday. The resignation of Chief Banks comes after the resignation by Rafael Pinheiro, the highest-ranking Hispanic member of the department. Pinheiro announced his retirement last month amid protests from some Hispanic police leaders who felt he had been forced out.
Peña, presidente, también es delincuente.
Peña, presidente, también es delincuente.
At Union Square on Sunday, the Day of the Dead in Mexico, a demonstration to raise awareness about 43 students, actually 43 rural teachers in training who are missing and feared dead in Mexico, apparently handed over to a drug gang by city police more than a month ago. They're from a school which started a guerrilla movement back in the 60s against the system. The students were preparing for a rally on the anniversary of a student's massacre in 1968, disrupting an affair by the wife of former mayor of Iguala. His wrath led to their disappearance and to protests and to the uncovering of mass graves in Mexico. Police officers are alleged to have turned the students over to the Guerreros Unidos drug cartel. David Valley is one of the organizers of the Union Square event.
Part of what we're doing is trying to let people know that we demand justice for these 43 students. We want them back alive. And also to let people know that there's not only 43 students who are missing. It's more than 25,000 people in the last 8 years. Also, more than 100,000 people that have been killed, either by the narcotraffic or by the organized crime in Mexico in over 8 years. These numbers are just shocking.
Protesters are demanding justice from the Mexican government.
During all these years, the violence in Mexico has been rising and rising and rising until we see this type of horrible crimes, of chilling crimes, in which 43 students are gone, just vanished.
Jamás será vencido.
El pueblo unido.
Jamás será vencido.
Thanks to new WBAI news member activist Ash J. Grew for providing our listeners with sound.
United, we'll never be defeated.
WBAI host and longtime NPR correspondent Margot Adler died recently at the age of 68. This was after a long battle with cancer. Margot was remembered on Halloween Eve in New York City at the All Souls Unitarian Church. It's a place where she gave sermons on culture's fascination with vampires. former WBAI staffer and then NPR engineer and longtime friend of Margo Adler's, Manoli Wetherill was one of the ones who spoke at the memorial.
From Margo, I learned that no one is just one thing. Not the people you don't like, not just the politicians with atrocious agendas, but also the people we do like, admire even. Not just one thing, not defined by one aspect, by one action. We are more. And if that action was a particularly heroic one, we can be less than that one thing, but we are still more. She forgave us our frailties, our faults, and was very comfortable she had hers. She was so very earthy.
After the spoken part of the memorial, some danced in tribute to Margo Adler, singing the words, "It's the blood of the ancients that runs through our veins, and the forms pass, but the circle of life remains." As we danced around the All Souls Church, we were greeted by those who were in attendance with smiles in remembrance and in tribute to Margo Adler. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.